Let's talk about five disease processes you might not see often in practice, but the NCLEX loves to test you on. These are quick must-know basics. First is Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's an autoimmune condition where your immune system attacks the nerves. It causes weakness that starts in the feet and then it's going to move upward. The biggest danger is it can paralyze the muscles that control your breathing. Next is myasthenia gravis. This is another autoimmune disease, but this one blocks the receptors for acetylcholine, so your muscles get weaker the more you use them. Classic signs are droopy eyelids and trouble swallowing. Third is SIADH. That stands for Syndrome of Inappropriate Antidiuretic Hormone. Basically, the body makes too much ADH, so you hold on to water and your sodium levels drop. Patients can get confusion, seizures, and very little urine output. Fourth is diabetes insipidus. Sounds like diabetes, but it's not about the sugar. This is when the body doesn't have enough ADH. The kidneys cannot hold on to water. That means the patient's going to have huge amounts of very dilute urine, extreme thirst, and dehydration. Last is tumor lysis syndrome. This happens after chemo, whenever cancer cells break apart really fast and dump all of their contents into the blood. That's going to cause dangerously high potassium and uric acid, and it can send the patient into kidney failure. These are the kind of rare but testable conditions nursing schools and NCLEX loves to throw at you. I have a part two coming soon.